Welcome to Energy First Responders. This fourth day of February, 2025. That won't do, 2026. As we're in the new year here. Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter, although it has not been too bad of a winter in certain ways. We allow the divine plan for the winter from Mother Earth. And as we allow ourselves to come together as a group to create a sacred space that is safe, that is pure, that is only of the energies of Source, God, whatever you choose as the Creator. We give great thanks for being together as a group. We allow our energies to align within ourselves, all of the chakras, all of the bodies, top to bottom, bottom to top, Earth Star, Soul Star. And we allow ourselves to ground into Earth. We give great thanks for the help and the energies that are coming together that assist this group with our divine purpose. And we bring through today, as we again just keep clearing ourselves, allowing the real essence of us to come together in a group heart space, a group brain space, that heart-brain image, which in itself is a bridge, as we ask to help bring in the structured energy for the new way. With this concept that we can do it, we can do it. And we ask to be assisted in bringing through what is very best for the highest good today, or a bridge in human relationship. The way that we'll be working now and going forward into the future. And we particularly ask as well as human relationships, the relationships of countries where we've divided ourselves or other ways of racially, culturally, creating differences. We are bringing together a bridge. And as a group, we ask for us to come together in a deeper way. in creating whatever we're seeing as this bridge between people, between countries, between parents and children, between bosses and employees. Between CEOs and workers, between the governments and the people. And as we allow this to come through, we ask particularly for assistance to make this with ease and grace, so that we clear whatever doesn't serve us anymore, so that it doesn't have to come in and act out, that the process that we're doing actually clears it at the same time in the right way for all life, the right way for all life. And as we also want to honor the people we were mentioning, there are many of them who have spent decades and decades and decades of focusing on and bringing through the love light for the planet, for the people. And take a breath, allow ourselves now to align our physical bodies with what we're saying, so that it's very gentle, clearing what doesn't serve, bringing through the bridge that cannot be broken, bridge that cannot be broken, the bridge that cannot be broken. We can do this. We can do it. As there is an empowerment process. We also include nature in that bridge. Today we ask to go specifically to the Olympics, which have started and are going on for about 2 weeks or so, where there is so much joining together from all countries. All of these separate areas that we've created as humans, different cultures, different languages, different ways of seeing things, and they come together in this marvelous, marvelous possibility of joining with each other, of honoring and respecting all. And in this time of great change, we ask for their safety. Their self-expression. All of those things we like to understand. Striving to do the very best that they can. All the practice come together for all to receive what is most important. We ask that this Olympic Village area become hallowed ground. Ground become hallowed. Underneath it, now and forever. And we have this bridge of relationship. To come together. Allow your own breathing as we create a breath from this group. And we allow ourselves now to go inside within ourselves. Take this time to go deep. I'm hearing deep into the waters, deep into the waters of unconditional love. Of exchange. And there are many other places in the universe, but also inside our own earth that have right relationships. We allow those to help us. What has done gone before. We give great thanks. Into the silence. Ooh. Yeah. We give great thanks for this opportunity this morning, for the love to reach out into the world more and more. Right relationships. We can do this. As we are creating little deeds, democracies for the world, some of those great principles. In their highest spiritual form, we allow ourselves now to ground deeply in a way that we're fully present with our essence, all the way through our feet into our relationship with the earth, herself, itself. The divine plan, the divine bridge, the divine structures, the divine love, unconditional love, as we ask for integration for ourselves with these energies that work very well for our bodies. Anything excess just gets dropped into the earth grids. And as we move forward, again, everything that isn't needed, just lets go. Dropping a backlog, ease and grace, ease and grace, ease and grace. With great gratitude, so be it, so it is done.